fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 7th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every morning with the live broadcast beginning here at Republic Broadcasting. I'm proud to say, so everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today's show is dedicated to my friend Hank, who recently died in the metro Atlanta area. Hank was a great guy. I was his house guest several years ago, and he will be sorely missed. In relation to that, Hank did die from cancer, and once again, as I do multiple times, at least once a week for the time being, recommend you read the book. Here's the title, twice slowly, World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin. If you follow the protocols in there, which I've been doing every day for 25 years, you can't get cancer. How about that? So that's your prepper tip today. I don't want to see any of you get cancer in the future, but if you follow these protocols, you won't. All right, we have patient Lorena Greener and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, his company in the beautiful state of North Carolina, which did not want me to be a resident, manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the very fragile plastic spigot that we have on Berkey's, we have a solid metal one. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it was good to hear Bill Federer on your show a little bit yesterday.
Well, Bill had a time mix-up, but he's going to be our regular guest for the foreseeable future. Bill's a great guy. I met him in 1998. And I just found out Monday that Sam Andrews and I were both working with him on his 1998 campaign, with neither one of us knowing it.
Right, I heard that. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was a great show that Sam did on Monday, too.
Well, pretty much every show Sam does is a great show. Well, anyway, Kirk, we have the State of the Union coming up soon. I'll be looking carefully to see if it's a real Joe Biden or one of the two, at least two fake Joe Bidens. And once I do that, I'll probably turn it off. But then I understand, following the State of the Union, that President Trump's going to give a quick summary and analysis of the State of the Union. I think I probably will watch that.
Yeah, that's worth watching for sure. I'll probably watch the whole thing to see what the other side is pitching.
Well, we pretty well know what it's going to be. It's going to be lies on top of lies on top of lies, half-truths on top of half-truths.
Right.
There's no doubt he'll mention President Trump being against a recent law that was being proposed in Congress that would have done some things regarding the border and some other matters, that because President Trump was against it, the border is still open, which, of course, is a complete lie.
Yeah, it's crazy how they spin things. Anyway, have you seen that new documentary that's on Rumble, Let My People Go?
Not yet. Have you seen it?
It's phenomenal.
Tell us about it.
It is probably the best overview of the election process that I've ever seen, even better than some of the stuff you saw that Mike Lindell did, because it puts it all not only to an easily digestible story format, but it uses animation and it has a couple of stories built into it, that really drive the points home. But there are so many ways for them to manipulate the vote. I mean, it is scary, literally 7 or 8 different pathways to do it. And I think really incontrovertible evidence based on graphing of cycles involving the minute by minute vote that absolutely prove that the whole thing is a total farce and probably has been for many, many years. More so evident than this last big election.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'll tell you, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You got to see it. Everybody has got to stop today, what they're doing tonight, and tune into Rumble and watch that while it's still free on Rumble. And it's called Let My People Go. And it's about 2 hours and 18 minutes long. Obviously there's some fluff in there, but it's absolutely worth powering through the whole thing for sure, because it's very, very revealing. And I think a perfect mechanism, we've all got friends and family that are totally asleep, and this is a great way to expose them because it'll get their mind working. And, if nothing else, it'll put some markers in their brain. So when they see certain things happening, it'll trigger memory, of this. People don't make decisions often right away and they don't change their mind right away. But if you drip on them slowly with information, they'll convert themselves, which is the only way it really has to happen.
Right, right. Yeah, people do have to convince themselves. Well, I've looked it up here. It says, this may not be the right one, a document, it's 1965, never mind.
Yeah, that's not it. The channel is The Professor's Record with David Clements. So it could be, if you search David Clements, who's the producer and stars in the show, David, last name Clements, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S. David Clements. If you search him on Rumble, or if you search, Let My People Go, it'll probably turn up. I clicked a link that somebody emailed me, which is how I got there.
Okay. Well, email that to me. I'll if you would, please, a link to watch it, and I'll get it on my website here. Okay. Well, that's good. There's a lot of stuff about David Clements here.
Yeah, it's on its way to your email now. So depending,
outstanding,
on
outstanding. Well, we'll check that out. It's a documentary. About how long is the documentary?
It's long. It's about 2 hours and 18 minutes, and it's got several different segments in it. But I think it's worth watching the whole thing because there's so many fine points that it covers. And again, a lot of us already know much of this info, although it's displayed in a way I think that I haven't seen before for sure. And I've seen pretty much all the footage and things that have come out and all the different creations about it. But this was exceptional in many ways. I think you'll see what I'm talking about when you see it. Phenomenal.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I see it here. Here's the Let My People Go full documentary. I'll go ahead and while we're on the air here, I'm going to go ahead and forward this to my webmaster and get it on my website.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's great.
We'll put that under Real History, I think would be a good place to put that. Do you have any thoughts about whether there will or will not be an election on the first Tuesday in November?
Oh, I think there will be. And I think, like I've always said, I think they're going to bring in Michelle Obama, you know, in the 11th hour.
Big Mike. Well, Big Mike certainly on the short list. I think Hillary Clinton is on the short list also. Governor Gavin Newsom, California, is on the short list. I don't know if any other Democrats who have the name recognition to even attempt to pull this off. I'll tell you who's not on the short list is Kamala Harris, is she?
No. No, they're going to get rid of her, I'm sure, or bring her in for a very short period of time.
Well, the smart thing, and these people are very smart, even though they are evil, would be to have Kamala resign pretty quickly and be replaced by the person they want to be president, whether it's Big Mike or Kamala, or excuse me, or Hillary or right. Gavin Newsom. And then at that point, then Joe Biden would resign, making that person president. Running for president when you're already president gives you a tremendous advantage, doesn't it?
I would guess. I would think there'd be a lot of uproar about any switcheroo, you know, with the vice president at this point. I don't know. You know, it's getting to the tipping point. I mean, I feel this way. I'm sure you probably do too. I mean, we've been, you know, the bulk of the population of the people who really care up to this point of kind of sit back in the sidelines and kind of taking it all in and watching. It'll get to the point when they start to really mess with people, which I think we'll see starting very soon. I mean, it's already happened, all the January 6th folks as an example, but I think we'll see that accelerate now moving forward. And, you know, as it does, I think it'll raise, you know, raise some hairs of people that have been, you know, gentle up to this point that are finally going to convince themselves of the truth, which is that we cannot have a political solution here, I don't think. I wish we could. I wish there was some pathway to do that. I just don't think there's enough people that are awake enough or enough people that care. Most of the people that care are aged, you know, they're getting into their senior years and, you know, the physical, you know, aspect of what it would take becomes overwhelming, you know, to think about. And we'll just have to see. You know, it's certainly interesting to watch. I mean, I can't imagine a more interesting time to be alive than right now.
Well, it's certainly interesting, and it's going to become more interesting as this year moves forward. There's an old saying that desperate people do desperate things, and we outnumber the bad guys tremendously, even with all the illegals being here. And they know that if we figure this out and get together, we will prevail. They know that, and they can't allow that to happen. They'll do whatever it takes to either win the election or stop it from happening, one or the other, don't you think?
Yeah, I think the shame of it all is that there's a lot of really intelligent people out there that are well-versed, you know, in a particular vein of what I call the, and you do too, you know, the master conspiracy. I think that when you start to really understand the whole thing and see how it all really fits together, which takes a long time. I mean, I've been looking at this probably since 1985, and I'm not the brightest guy, you know, out there. So it may have taken a little while for some of the facts to sink in. But if you spend time doing the reading and the research, you'll see that it does all tie together. And once you understand that and see how deep it goes, because it's not just the politics. It's the many of the scientific tenets that we've been schooled to believe in are simply not factual. And we tend to make decisions and accept certain information from people based on that underlying education and philosophy. And I think at a certain point, people in their 40s and 50s maybe start to slow down a little bit, rest on their laurels, and they don't want to give that up. And a lot of people have income tied to their philosophical underpinnings, where if they switch now, they're going to blow, you know, their retirement. A lot of people are seniors, and they can't really see themselves with another kind of income. I mean, I'm one of them. I'm kind of entrenched in what I do. I mean, I can start over again if I had to. I certainly would choose not to if I could. And, you know, it makes for an interesting, you know, scenario. And then you throw all these challenges on top of it, like what's happening in the border and, you know, the aspect of foreign governments doing what they do. And really, you know, it's not the foreign governments. It's the central control people that orchestrate this whole thing and push it off like kind of a movie or a play. And we're all watching different segments of it. And we, you know, I used to have a friend that passed away 10, 15 years ago. Phenomenal guy, one of my best friends. And he was a movie producer. And we used to watch movies together. And when we did, he would always criticize and say, well, they're doing this now in the movie, and this just doesn't make any sense in it, you know, because he was a perfectionist in everything that he did. And right. You start to see these things happen over and over again. The story repeats, and it starts to show a pattern. And I think, you know, that's the key, is to be able to see the patterns. You know, they say true genius sees relationships where others don't. And I just think, I mean, you start to look at those, and they become pretty obvious at this point with all that we've seen, especially over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, there really has been a whirlwind between the pandemic and the money and the politics and the infighting and the back and forth. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can't, maybe it was like this in the 60s. I mean, I was still a grade school kid, you know, in the 60s. Was it like this, John, in the 60s? Was it this tumultuous?
There are some parallels. I was a young adult, and I got to Vietnam in 1967. I was 20 years old, and it was a time of things being fast moving. Within just a couple of years, we had the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. We had Bobby Kennedy being assassinated, Martin Luther King being assassinated. Of course, the riots that took place, that were communist-inspired riots that took place in 1968 and 69 and so forth. It looked like the world was going to hell in a handbasket really quick. The powers that be motivated young people to do what they did, and it scared the hell out of them. They created a monster they couldn't control. And, of course, many of those youngsters became full-blown communists that are now in high positions in the private sector, in universities, and elected politicians like John Kerry, for example, that continue what they learned back in the 1960s, which was to break down the United States by various communist methods. And I have to give credit where credit is due. They've been quite successful, Kirk.
Do you think that the hippie music and the hippie lifestyle and the rock music, you know, infiltration in the 60s and 70s, do you think that had a lot to do with
that? Well, you're close. You're not over the target. There was no such thing as hippie music that I'm aware of, but there was protest songs. And the protest songs really motivated men and women to do things like, about a million of us went together in Washington, D.C. in the fall of 1969, for example. The protest songs have all been eliminated from easy access, pretty much. They don't want people getting together like they did in the 1960s. They really don't. They can't tolerate that. It was a time where the mass media promoted what was called the hippie lifestyle, so to speak, and they made it look sexy and fun and attractive, and a lot of people fell for that and went along with it, and a lot of people didn't, of course. The drug epidemic really went into fast forward in the 1960s for a number of reasons, which I won't go into. Much of it helped along by the communists who. There's a great book, if you want to get an update on that, titled Red Cocaine, written by an East European general who wrote about how the drug trade was motivated by the communists to do two things, make buckets full of money and destroy the West. And they did both, and they continue to do both. Right now, of course, it's China with fentanyl and other drugs. And China is doing what the British did to them in the 19th century, which is basically turn 20% or 20 or 25% of the entire country into opium addicts.
Right.
To break up the country, make buckets of money for England, and make what was a very powerful nation into a split up of warlords running pieces of territory. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We get back, we'll find out what's the latest and greatest at Water Revolution.
Sounds great.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of March, visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Kirk, what's the latest and greatest at Water Revolution, sir?
Well, we're in the midst of our semi-annual filter cartridge sale, where all of our filter cartridges are 20% off. The biggest bulk of our clients buy their water filters cartridges during that time. This goes across the line to all of our many products that we have. And then also, we've been working for many months now on a new water technology that, you know, right now our alkaline antioxidant water, which we're best known for, pretty much made by all of our drinking water products, that alkaline antioxidant water acts as a very serious detox boost in the body for several different reasons. And it might bring the normal water detox level from, say, a level 2 to a level 5. Well, we've got an ingredient that we're adding now, which is a natural mineral that's going to increase that up, I think, maybe to a 9. And a lot of supplements we start seeing on the market now are using this technology in one form or another. So they say, even by lab testing that they've done and blood testing that they've done, that it can help remove some of the toxins that are contained in the infiltrations that we see, not only in the medical community, but also in the food supply, and going to be, I believe, soon, if not already, in the water. So it's pretty important. You know, detox is a huge issue. You can't be healthy when you've got toxins, poisons, heavy metals, and other things in your body. And it takes a really takes an ionic exchange, kind of like how a water softener works, where it's going to run that hard water through a charged material that's going to use electrical attraction to remove like hard components from the water. And I believe this ingredient will act that same way. It's designed to do that in the new cartridges that we're creating. So that's going to be a big step up for us. That's coming soon. You know, we're constantly moving forward, you know, looking at the landscape, different things that we can do to improve not only the quality and the efficacy of our products, but also the pricing of our products. We run lots of sales, lots of specials, none more so than for the John Moore listening audience. So if you've yet to try our products, this is a great time to do that. You can access our entire product line, Water Revolution, at John Moore's website, thelibertyman.com. You could go direct to our website, thelibertymanwater.com. I think just Liberty Man Water also works. But you can find us, check us out, and reach out, give us a call, 336-525-1015. And I don't want to end this part without mentioning our Simple Pump. We've had a lot of inquiries recently about that. And this is a way for people that have deep well water to be able to draw that water up out of the well and manually pump it into pressure without electricity. And this is going to become more and more important, because I have no doubt in my mind, and most other folks don't either, that there's going to be some kind of electric shutdown combined with, you know, this giant reset or push forward, whatever you want to call it. I think an electric shutdown or a grid shutdown is part of that. There's just too many benefits to the evil side not to do it, and therefore I think it'll probably happen. But we'll have to see. I don't have a crystal ball.
No, well, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what will happen, but we know what could happen, don't we?
We do, and we know likely what probably will happen, because, you know, they've got a big job ahead of them. I mean, they've got a lot of people asleep, and they've got a few, you know, useless idiots that are fighting, you know, for their side under different pretenses, none of which makes any sense, really. And then they've got a group of conservatives out there, which, you know, true conservatives and true patriots, which probably number less than 5%, I would guess, you know, across the board. When Paul Revere rode through the streets saying the British are coming, what they don't tell you is 9.5 out of 10 people went back to sleep and said, I don't give it, you know, I've got to wake up early tomorrow and plant corn, I don't care. And a very small percentage actually met, you know, a few days at the bridge and in the field, you know, to start what we call the American Revolution. And those numbers don't change. You know, it's the law of large numbers. I call it the law of averages, probability. Those numbers don't change across the board. It's the same remnant today that it was back in those days. Was that, what was that, 250 years ago? Just about. And you know, that's not going to change, because it's human nature. You know, most people are just not equipped, I think, maybe to see the facts and have the confidence to combine the action that's required together with that attitude and philosophy. Most people don't have that ability. I don't really know why. You know, obviously, God created the world for a specific reason in a specific way. And there's certain tenets and, you know, physical things, mental things that happen, and we can't really control all of it. But getting the word out is a big thing. And this latest movie that we talked about earlier today, Let My People Go, is a great way, I think, to wake people up who up to this point have been slumbering. And I think you'll agree, John, when you see it, it's extremely well done, especially from the perspective of a new person maybe looking at this info for the first time.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. And, it's good to hear all the wonderful things going on at Water Revolution. Okay, we've got about an hour break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want to get up to speed on the worst crime in human history? That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. I have a panel dedicated to that with more than 200 articles and videos. We're working on getting the dead links taken care of, get rid of them. Some of these links go back more than 3 years. One of the more recent links is about a half-hour presentation by Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, Dr. Long, M.D., testifying about falsified medical records to cover up the COVID shot injuries. This is horrendous. And We'll get more information tomorrow with my friend Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She says that this year and next year is the beginning of the big kill-off of people who took the COVID vaccination clot shots and boosters. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Evolution. And Kirk, is it springtime in your part of North Carolina yet?
Oh, it's starting. Yeah, the grass is getting green. The buds are starting to pop on the trees. The folks are talking about allergies, you know, kicking up. So it's here for sure.
Yeah, beautiful
day today. Sun is shining.
Flowers blooming in my neighborhood. The reptiles are out. And the little critters called tree frogs have been singing their songs for a couple of weeks. So spring is definitely here, even though the calendar doesn't say so, does it?
No, we have a few more weeks, right? But boy, it's great.
And this coming weekend, time changes this weekend, isn't it?
It is. And that's always when we run our filter cartridge sales, by the way, at Water Revolution twice a year when the clocks change back and forth.
And that's handy. People can that's an easy thing to remember. And we change the clocks at midnight when we go to bed Saturday night and wake up Sunday morning with the new time, don't we?
Yep. It's going to spring forward, so it moved the clocks forward 1 hour.
That's right. That's right. Except
now,
Arizona.
Did you see that Governor Hochul, this crazy woman that's the governor of New York, that she's now sending anywhere between 750 and 1,000 National Guard troops into the subways in New York City to do what she calls bag checks, you know, which is kicking up the, you know, what was that called? Stop and frisk. It kind of kicks that up a notch, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the problem New York has, and much of the country, is we no longer did what we did before 1969, which was lock people up who are criminals and have mental illness that would cause them to hurt themselves or others. And when that policy changed, everything changed. And we're living these big cities, especially the blue cities, are living the consequences of that. We out here where I live, there's very few men walking about, and most of the women that have a pistol with them at all times. And we don't have any crime of any consequence. Crime is very low and taken care of very quickly. Unfortunately, in New York City, it's still very difficult to get a concealed carry permit, even though it is the law that they can do it. I recall reading, it's been quite a few years ago, probably 20-plus years ago, an attorney running an ad in the New York Times saying for a $5,000 fee, he will guarantee you get your pistol permit. How about that, Kirk?
Well, it might be worth it.
I'll
tell you what's so interesting to me is that, you know, even when you've got people with permits carrying weapons that fight back in the subways, they wind up going to jail and the perpetrators go free. We've seen that many times in different ways over the last year and even way back. You have somebody, a citizen acting in good faith to prevent a crime or stop a crime, and they get found guilty of God knows what, you know, by the New York jury. And they wind up going to prison because they fought back. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Not going to happen in Missouri, at least once you're away from St. Louis and in Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri. You know, we still think normal and act normal in Missouri. And you're more likely to get a award from the Chamber of Commerce than you are to go to prison if you defend yourself in my state.
Yeah, interesting. Sorry, I just had an emergency text from somebody.
Yeah, okay.
It's taking about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, emergency is emergency, and if you got to deal with it, go ahead and deal with
it. They don't happen very often.
No. Well, this fast-changing world, we right now, as we and I are speaking on the 7th day of March, Kirk, there's people in the Pentagon listening to us, people in the CIA listening to us. I've got that from various confidential sources. Most people listening to us can't do anything to change what's going on, but they can do things that would help protect their family, can't they?
That's right. That's right, exactly.
And that includes being water independent, being food independent, having a neighborhood watch for trusted neighbors who will look out for each other and do the right thing for the right reasons if there is some kind of criminal activity in the area. With all these millions of illegal aliens, I think we're going to see a dramatic increase in crime. What do you think?
I think so. I think we're seeing it now. And I think, you know, the big kickoff is going to be if they curtail the benefits that, you know, they've been giving a lot of these people, you know, as they come in and others that are tapping in. If that goes south, and I imagine it will, you know, there's going to be, they'll just take, you know, what they want because they're used to getting it for nothing.
Well, if they're getting a $2,000 a month debit card, if that gets cut off, these criminals from South America and other places, they have no marketable job skills. They can't speak English. All they're left with is committing crime to feed themselves, isn't it?
That's right.
So, word to the wise, get ready now, and you'll be very glad you did. Right, Kirk?
That's right.
So, that means being food independent, water independent, being not only owning a firearm, but being trained to use it safely and properly. I was talking to my wife the other day about how these, Sam's statement about police officers who've been trained, receive most training, more training than most individuals, and even they, with their high level of training, they get in a deadly situation, they forget to take the safety off their pistol, and they end up dead. It's important to get good training and to practice if you're going to own a firearm, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. I mean, you know, you got to have that muscle memory. And I think is one of the things that on Monday that was pointed out is that, you know, a lot of people have got pistols with safeties on them. And one of the things that was talked about, I think, in detail is that a lot of times in an emergency situation, even police officers will forget to take the weapon off safety. And which is the reason why, you know, he thinks the Glock is such a great pistol. And I agree, by the way.
Well, we advocate training, and it's not optional. Owning a rifle, pistol, shotgun does not mean you're competent with a rifle, pistol, shotgun. Just like, Kirk, I could walk into an art supply store, and for $500 or so, I can have everything I need to duplicate Picasso or Rembrandt. But I don't have those skills.
That's because
I own the equipment doesn't mean I can do what those guys did.
Because
you own a rifle, pistol, or shotgun does not mean you're competent with that piece of equipment. So get the good training and practice. Right, Kirk?
That's right. Yeah, and there's a number of, obviously, you know, some people, they can't get away for training. Maybe they're not able physically. Maybe they don't have the money. I think probably there's local trainings that people can attend that are less money. But all of that withstanding, there's plenty of videos and courses and things available that you can purchase that are excellent that will take you through, you know, all kinds of steps involving firearms. And that might be a valid fallback position, you know, for many people.
Absolutely.
Thunder Ranch, Clint Ober, is that his name? I think that's his name. Anyway, he's got a lot of great videos. I know because I own 10 of them, I think, you know, about a shotgun for home defense and just to any level that you want. Now, obviously, it's not as effective as in-person training, like what's offered, you know, including, you know, the great work that what is his name on Monday? Why can't I remember? And I'm sorry, I got distracted by this.
My Monday guest?
Yes.
Sam Andrews.
There you go. Sam Andrews has a phenomenal facility right there with you. In Missouri, well worth the money that's charged. And for those that can get away and attend, I don't think there's anything better.
Well, thank you. And of course, that's very true. And we have active duty Navy SEAL snipers, active duty Marine Force Recon Scout snipers, active duty Army snipers, and of course, snipers from various police agencies that come there for training, as well as civilians. Sam does not believe that there should be any difference between the training the top military guys get and the training that the civilians get. He doesn't believe that at all. And you get the exact same training that the top snipers in the world get when you go to Freedom Center USA. And that can make a huge difference. It can literally be a matter of life and death, can't it?
Absolutely. And it happens quick.
Yep, it does. So, time to get ready is right now. Don't procrastinate. Work on getting water independent. store up that food, what might be a combination of regular dry food from the supermarket, rice and beans. It may be freeze-dried food, whatever it is. Most people, it's going to be a combination of the above. Make sure that you have trusted friends and neighbors that will come together in a crisis to take care of and protect each other. And get your ham radio license. I know a lot of people think they're advanced preppers, but in my opinion, if you don't have a ham radio license, you're not serious. If you haven't taken the time and made the effort to get a ham radio license, I don't consider you a serious prepper, because you really are leaving out a big part of what it means to be a prepper, which is to understand radio technology and have the proper equipment to not only talk but to listen. So do those things and do them now, and I think you'll be very glad you did, won't you, Kirk?
Absolutely.
Now, getting back to the simple pump, the difference between this pump and most other water pumps is that it not only pumps the water out of the ground, but it pumps it into a pressure vessel or pressure tank that allows you to have the normal pressure you have in your home when the electric's working, doesn't it?
Yeah, what happens in my system is I had, you know, an outside well, a standard well. It wasn't what we call a Pillis adapter. It was the standard well that you see throughout the country here. You get up north and most of the folks have what we call a Pillis adapter, where the guts of the well and mechanism are all buried. But here it's all above ground. And so we had a small, almost like a large doghouse building that the previous property owner had erected for this well. And there was a wellhead in there, an electric supply box, and then there was a kind of an average water tank, which I think in our case was maybe a 30-gallon tank. And so what we did, you know, in order to have enough room to swing the lever of the simple pump, I had to reconstruct a new enclosure, which I did, and I made it, you know, insulated. Looks very nice. If you're interested, I can send you photos. Just reach out and contact me. And then what I did was I put a very, very large pressure vessel, an 80-gallon tank, in that space, and there's still a lot of leftover room. I figured I could put gardening tools and things in there. Not that I don't have plenty of buildings, but I thought if I'm going to build the building anyway, I'll make it a little bit larger. I'm glad I did. But in any event, what happens is when the power goes out, I can go out to this room, I can pump on the pump, and I can fill that pressure vessel, which is right next to the wellhead, and it's going to continue to run into the house just like it normally does now. So all the water outlets in the house, the showers, the sinks, the toilets, they all work until that water runs out in the tank, and then I would have to go back out and pump again. And, you know, Simple Pump also has a number of equipment configurations involving solar panels that are fairly small that can be added to the system as well. You know, it probably doubles the price of the system if you do that. But that's a way to go, too, for a lot of people that are interested. But just a phenomenal thing. I mean, we already had occasion to use it once last year. I'm so glad we had it. It really saved us for about a week when my electric feed to that well house went bad because a tree root, you know, had grown into it.
Tree roots can really be problematic, can't they?
Yeah, it happened at two electrical feeds on my property within 30 days. One was a big building that we have up the street. And, the electrician came out, or the HVAC guy, find out why the AC wasn't working. And he said, hey, only one of your legs is operating, and I think you're going to have to replace the electric panel. Well, at that time, the electric panels weren't available. They were just out of stock. They were waiting for them to come in from China. There was like a 4 or 5 month wait on this particular panel. And finally, the local electric company came out and looked, and they said, hey, one of your lines is dead from the street, which was great news because they repaired it for free. You know, I mean, obviously we pay exorbitant electric bills, so it's not really for free, but it was covered anyway by them, which was a good thing. But and then that was like a week after the well thing happened.
Really?
So I was like, what's going on? I mean, what's the odds of that? But I guess they were both constructed at pretty much the same time, and maybe time has something to do with it. I don't know, but definitely in both cases, it was a tree root.
Tree roots, yeah. Yep, tree roots can really cause a lot of damage, can't they?
Yeah, the new line is conduited now. I conduit it, so hopefully I'll prevent that from happening.
Outstanding. Well, it's good things to spend the money, take the time, and do it right the first time, so you don't need to repeat it, right?
Exactly. And sometimes you can't, though. Because right now, The conduit pieces, I think, are $12, you know, for the three-quarter, a 10-foot, electric conduit, the gray stuff. And it used to be like $3. Now it's $10. Crazy. And the wire, you know, the cable, forget about it. I mean, it's just going through the roof. I remember when we built our house, we had four or five 500-foot spools of 12-gauge, you know, 12-2, which we used throughout the entire house. And it was, you know, affordable. Now it's like, you can't even do it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, you know, my contractor, he shut down his business a couple of years ago when one 2x4 cost $8. He said,
I remember. Yeah, crazy.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This hour has flown by, hasn't it, sir?
It really has. I just want to remind everybody before we tune out We've got all of our filter cartridges on sale this week at Water Revolution. It's a 20% savings, and we'll probably wind up having a price increase here fairly soon because our costs are going up, it seems, every couple of months.
Right.
And I expect that to continue. So if you don't have a backup supply of cartridges, now is absolutely the time to get them. You can reach us at 336-525-1015.
All right. Well, real good, and I hope the sale goes well, and I want to encourage everybody to stock up on these water filters. So, and when it comes to water filters in general, the ReadyPure countertop, we suggest one for every two adults, one for every three children, and an extra one unopened in the box as a very high-quality water item, don't we?
Yeah, you've got water usage every day that we all do, you know, bathing, laundry, drinking water. And then you've got, you know, instances where you might have a grid shutdown or your water supply gets polluted, which we see happen all across the country at this point. And I think those instances are going to increase in frequency as well. So having a ReadyPure unit is insurance that you know that you can filter your water and make it potable, drinkable, even when there's an electric shutdown and your water may not operate in your house. You could take groundwater. John always recommends running that groundwater through a pre-filter, like a coffee filter, right, which is a great way to make the regular filters in the unit last longer. But by doing that and using the ReadyPure, you'll always have access to potable water, which is absolutely the number one priority. I mean, oxygen and water are the two things you need to sustain life. Don't be without it.
Don't be without it. There's a lot of things you do without, but water is not one of them, is it?
No, it's not. And you got the convenience aspect, too. So I just think it's very, very important. And if you have an extra unit or two, I can't think of a much better barter item than one of our ReadyPure units, you know, packed in its travel box, which
very
is
very high quality, very high quality barter item. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Kirk, thank you for being with us. Have a great rest of the week. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
I will Thursday. I look forward to hear Federer on Wednesday as well. I'll make sure and tune in for that. That's the first hour, right? Bill Federer, Wednesday, first hour?
First hour on Wednesdays, yes, sir.
Yep. Right. Okay, right. Have a great week, John. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. See you then. Okay, the top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with a brain on fire, author of 25, 26 books, many websites, and insight and knowledge, information, quite frankly, you can't get from anywhere else. He's been on top of this for decades. He's been writing about what's going on right now for decades. And his knowledge, his information is literally a matter of life and death. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.